Yeah. are listening to DJ Ian on the Transatlantic Express Radio Show on the House of Prog.
And you're listening to Transatlantic Express on the House of Prog. We'll be right back.
That is Mr. Bill Nelson, and the final track from his six-track EP. I guess you would call it an EP. Yes, why not? Yes, you did hear Another Day, Another Ray of Hope. And that was the final track. And then you heard a little bit of a show ID from Bill Nelson himself when he was on the show some time ago, at least maybe a year ago. And then Glow World from Bill, and then Tender is the Night. And then you heard a bit of Golden Earring Future from the album Cut from 1982. And then Every Day Feels Like Another New Drug from Bill Nelson, from his six-track mini album Chimera that came out in 1983. Well, I hope you're doing all right wherever you are in the world. I keep saying that, but you never know where I end up with this show. It's the thing about the internet, you end up in places you don't expect. Apparently a lot of people in Germany like to listen to the show. I don't know about that, but anyway, that's according to what I read in looking at my analytics, as they call them. Analytics. It's all about the analytics these days, apparently. So, anyway. We do this every Friday, 12 till 2 on thehouseofprog.com. And so that's Pacific. It's 3 p.m. Eastern and 8 p.m. UK. I heard it's still quite hot in the UK. You're having a bit of a heat wave. Not here in Vancouver. Even though we do have some forest fires going, we got a bit of rain today, so that'll dampen pretty well everything, I think. Anyway, let's continue with our next featured performer, the Jack Bruce Band from 1977. Now, coincidentally, I had just watched an interview with Simon Phillips, who's the drummer with the Jack Bruce Band, and he was telling the story of how he got involved with Roger Glover and John Lord and from Deep Purple, and then had to turn them down because he'd signed up with RSO to be with Jack Bruce. Now, RSO, I don't know. I've got bad vibes about RSO because Robert Stigwood kind of, you know, he did all right with Saturday Night Fever, but Eric Clapton was on there and so was Jack Bruce. And I don't think it was the right vibe for either Jack Bruce or Eric Clapton myself. But that's just me. Record labels have a habit of changing the direction of performers in that way.